Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is first Saturday in April. We should be fishing by now. We should have a lot of fish under our belt, but the water temperature's just been so cold. Crab season started, and the crabbers are just sitting at home, cleaning their pots and waiting for things to kick off. We should be hearing the turkeys starting to really crank up with Youth Turkey Day on Saturday. The gobblers are really hard at it. Getting ready for the breeding season. In a few places, the forsythia is blooming. That means the rockfish are ready to spawn. But the signal to the turkeys breeding is the blooming of the dogwoods, which I have several in my yard that they're just huddled inside their little buds waiting to pop as soon as the weather starts to warm up. But let's see what happens this coming week. It's supposed to be in the 70s. I believe tomorrow and Monday and the rest of the week. So we'll see what happens. And getting ready to pop here. Spring's getting ready to spring. This is the Cherry Blossom Festival weekend in Washington, D.C. that ain't working too well for the cherry blossoms. But, hey, hope springs eternal, as does spring. Well, as you probably have heard by now, Maryland's General Assembly is passed the governor's gun control almost entirely intact and is sending it to the governor. We will see what the final outcome looks like here this week. We have a number of bills still in committee, including the Wildlife Sustainability Act, Wildlife Management and Sustainability Act, which we talked about last week. We have a number of other bills that are going down to the wire, with sine die being Monday. So who knows what this General Assembly is going to do. They just slapped all the Maryland gun owners in the face with this ridiculous gun ban and gun grab that they've come up with. So let's see what happens with that. We're kind of a wide-open format here this morning. We are welcoming a number of new sponsors. We are going to be talking one more time about folks at Strut and Rut having their open house and grand opening this weekend. But we do welcome Battery Warehouse around the state. We welcome the Decoy Festival. And Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena is coming back for the season. So we will welcome your calls, and you kind of set the whole agenda here. So let's see what happens with the forthcoming show. It's always a good time. As far as show preparation is concerned, well, it's been a busy week for me. I've been everywhere, but we do have a couple things, and we welcome you to call us at 410-922-6680. That is also translate to easy way to remember it is WCBM that you're listening to is the first four numbers, and then 680, our location on the dial, is the other part of that. So it's WCBM 680 is our phone number. Just put a 410 in front of it, put a 922-6680 or 1-800-922-6680, and you'll be able to reach us here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Tell you what, I've been putting a lot of windshield time in this week, been traveling all over the state, doing what I do, which is working on our two magazines we've got coming out in May. The Maryland Hunting Quarterly is coming out first part of May, and then the end of May we've got the Maryland Loves Crabs. And we would like to get some more pictures from you all on crabs and crabbing and eating crabs and holding up big crabs and little crabs and measuring crabs, those kind of pictures. We need those kind of things to help help our magazine. We've been taking pictures all over the state, and there we go. I know most of you were away last weekend. We had an interesting show with Marty Gary, secondary. You can always listen to the podcast on WCBM 680 or WCBM.com or EllisOutdoors.com. And to reach us by email today during the course of the show, you simply go to EllisOutdoors.com or email me at Ellis@EllisOutdoors.com. And that's how you get through to me this morning. Now, hey, there's Bob from Betterton. Let's talk to Bob Betterton, Maryland's Eastern Shore. You're Kent County, aren't you, Bob?
I hear you're sounding well this morning.
You're in Kent County, aren't you there, Bob?
Yes.
How well do you know your delegate over there?
I've seen him at a couple of meetings.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my lady friend was very enthralled by this guy at first, but she's heard some things out of his mouth lately that haven't impressed her at all.
Well, he's not helping. He's not helping the sportsmen of Maryland. He was very negative when I testified last week at the committee hearing on the Wildlife Management and Sustainability Act. That's Senate Bill 619. We're not sure why. He is against that bill, giving the positive impact that's going to have on hunting in your county.
I'm afraid we can just call him a rhino. I think it's working that way, as far as I'm concerned.
Hmm.
You know, Republican in name only.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what a rhino is. Trust me. Yeah, I've met quite a few of them.
But
Bob, if you have and anybody in Kent County, if you'd like to call your delegate over there today and ask him to support Senate Bill 619, that would be gratefully appreciated. He's a roadblock right now, and we need to move that bill in a positive way. You need to contact your delegate there in Kent County today and say, Delegate Jacobs, please support Senate Bill 619, the Wildlife Management and Sustainability Act, and vote positively on that when it comes out of committee, and move it out of committee and then vote for it when it comes to the floor. We only got a couple days left, so.
Why does he seem to be reluctant to do this?
We're not sure. We're really not sure. He just comes out as a real negative deal. When it comes to that, and you know, we'll let you know what the future is of that. This is a bill that's has many many aspects to it. It's sportsmen who have stepped up and said we believe in, you know, our wildlife management system here in Maryland.
Right.
It needs money, and we need to support it, and that's where we are.
Well, it brings a lot of cash into the county and state, doesn't it?
Well, hunting tends to do that. I don't know. Well, you called about geese. Let's talk about the nature of your call, and then we'll get to Gary in the next call. So go ahead there, Bob. What was your initial call about?
Whenever we see a flock of geese flying overhead in their customary V formation.
Yes, sir.
Has anybody determined yet whether they choose the guy that's on point themselves, or is he just taking it upon himself to do that? Have they ever determined how that happens?
They alternate. The first one, and I don't know how they choose that first one, but yeah. I do know that they alternate that point because that is the one that has to. That's the one that has to start the initial action. Why they fly in a V is because. Well, it's like drafting in NASCAR. You know, the first one is the strongest. He gets up there, and he's the one that fights the wind currents. He's the one that causes the turbulence behind his wings that the other ones can fight the resistance of the wind.
Yeah.
You follow me?
I do.
All right. So it
just reminds me of something. Sometime last year when they were headed back north, I just happened to step out my front porch. I guess it was done at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, sure.
I've heard a lot of geese, but I've never in my life heard anything like this. It just sounded like tens of thousands of them were in the air. Never heard anything like it.
Well, it could have been Canada geese, could have been snow geese, could have been swans.
I think it was Canada geese that say going back home because it was that time
yeah.
of year.
Yeah, well, they could all leave at one time, and they do tend to get in some pretty big flocks sometimes.
Oh, my God. They had to be tens of I mean, maybe it sounds ridiculous, but it's
not to me, no.
Tens of thousands of them.
Hey, look, over your way, Bob, in Betterton. Uh-huh. I've seen a couple of thousand geese take off, take off the water over there, uh-huh. and I know what that sounds like for a couple of 4,000 or 5,000 geese. So,
yeah.
So you know,
I'm getting cold chills right now just thinking about it.
Wow, yeah. Oh, I got you. So,
okay, sir, I'll do that.
And, yep, call your guy, call a delegate Jacobs over there, and you don't have to engage him. Just ask him to support Senate Bill 619. All right.
I'll do that.
Super. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you very much.
Have a good weekend. Yep. Bye-bye. There you go. Let's talk to Gary on the road. Good morning, Gary. How you doing?
How you doing, Alex? How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How about you?
I guess maybe I'm just a little depressed about how things went this week, but it is what it is.
You're not the only one. Yep.
Democratic-run state, and O'Malley out for his own personal gains. But I will tie up. I know you're very busy. I just want to thank you for a great show every weekend. It makes my trip on the road a lot better driving a truck.
Well, we'll try to do that.
I've lived here all my life, and after what happened this week, I actually went as far as put a transfer in my company to move out of this state to another area to get out of here because of the gun ban. But until that happened, I've actually had talked to a few of my buddies, which I have about 20 buddies in my club that we hunt, and we do numerous hunts. I have a lot of friends that have decided that they're not going to put any more money in the state of Maryland for hunting because they're just going to go to, like, Virginia and just get a hunting thing down there, and because if they're not going to decide they're not going to put the money in the state anymore, if this is the way they're going to be treated towards their guns.
Well, you know what? You can talk with your pocketbook. There's no question about that.
I literally called all my delegates. I sent emails. I've talked to them. Unfortunately, my job, I don't have much time off. What I can get off, I use as much as I can in the woods or on fishing.
Right.
And, we had a big talk about it, and the guy said, you know what, we've spent all this money, we like hunting here, we all live here, but you know what, they decided, one of the guys looked into it, and he just said, you know, it's cheaper for us to go to Pennsylvania and rent a piece of property, or go to one of those them ranches, and I understand it's not as much as you doing yourself and going out, but it's just easier sending money up there than it is to send money here. If not, they're going to treat us like this.
I got to tell you, Gary. If you guys want to get into the exotics and do that, you know, more power to you. I have no objection to people who want to do that. I just have a distaste for the whole concept of that thing. But that's me.
You're right. You're 100% right. I've been listening to you for a while now, and you're one of the most reasonable, level-headed men that I know that I've listened to. That is a hunter, first and foremost, for that, and a fisherman. But also, you look at things the way things are. You don't look at things as, I'm a Democrat. You're going to vote the way I want to. If not, I'll come over and twist your arm. That's what makes me mad about the whole thing, is that it's just not...
Look, I don't want to pay more for my hunting license, okay? But I can tell you this. I've looked at those budget numbers, and I know what's in jeopardy. There, Bob was talking about the geese, okay, in Kent County. What happens, Gary, if...
No, you're right. I think they should increase the license. That's not an issue with me. I'm not paying the extra money for the license, for the preserve what we have. That's fine. I don't have a problem. I just have a problem spending the money to keep my guns in this state.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And look, if it hasn't crossed any gun owner's mind in Maryland to move out of state because of the gun restrictions here, well, then you're just not thinking. And it's crossed my mind. I said to somebody the other day, you know, I publish a magazine here. I do this radio show. But I'm on the road all the time. Yesterday, I was in St. Mary's County. I was as far south, just about as far as you can go in Maryland, almost to Point Lookout yesterday. And got home at 9 o'clock last night, and I traverse across Maryland. I'll be in western Maryland this coming week. I'll be on the eastern shore, the lower shore. Everywhere. I'm on the road in this state all the time. But guess what? I don't have to live here to travel here. I don't have to live here to run my business here, own my business here, or even do this radio show. You know, I can live a half hour away. I can drive down here and on Saturday mornings rather than drive 10 minutes to get to the station. I can drive half hour, an hour to get here and do this just like I'm doing. My business is portable. And you know what? this administration has just proven it's to me that it is not Mr. Nice Guy. Although, you know, he wants to come off as Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, and none of our delegates listened to us. I mean, some of them did fight a battle to the end, and I understand that. But you can't tell me, and nobody will tell me, that the Democrats that we caught, well, it's a Democratic state, we all know that. But they didn't take the Constitution into account here. They just want to pile on the bandwagon to get O'Malley where he wants to go. Well, I hate to say O'Malley ain't got a chance of being the president of the United States.
Well, you know, and I talked with somebody about that the other day. Okay, that might be the guy's ambitions. But what does a legislator from Allegheny County or Garrett County or St. Mary's County or Charles County or the Lower Eastern Shore, what benefit do they have with O'Malley in higher office? Do they think they're going to get appointed to some cabinet position? Do they think he's going to appoint them to some advisory position, get a big job out of it? Do they want to be vice president? What's the deal with some of these guys? They know they're not going anywhere. They know their political future is pretty much done here in Maryland once they're at the end of their term. And, you know, why are they doing what they're doing? Why do they have this much fear of this guy? Why do they listen to the arm twisting? You know, why do they sell their soul for 30 pieces of silver?
Well, that's because, I guess, I can only say one thing. I bow to no man except my father, and that was because he was my father. I respected him. But the bottom line is this, is I wouldn't sell my soul. I will fight for what I believe in as far as, if somebody comes and says, look, you can't do this. Well, why can't I? It says, I can. You have the right to tell me I can't.
Right.
But like you're saying, the constituents, they're going nowhere. Most of them have been in office for 20 years or better.
Right.
And still in the same stinking state.
Right.
Where have you been?
Yep. Yep, exactly. You know, you tell people they need to get involved. Yep. And they say, well, how can I get involved? Well, number one, register to vote.
Yes.
Number two, learn who represents you and learn what they stand for. Okay, that's not a difficult job. In this information age, that is not a difficult thing to do. That will take you about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, online, if that's the way you want to go. If you don't want to go online, go to a committee office in your town or your county somewhere. You can certainly find out who that is. All right? Get involved that way. Then, once you find out, then get engaged. You know, people say, well, what'd you do this year? Well, let's see. What did I do? I testified in front of the Senate committee. I helped craft legislation. I testified in front of a House committee. What else did I do? Sent an email out to all the Republican delegates who seem to be standing against a bill that I believe in. And what else did I do? Oh, yeah, I sent another email to a delegate that's standing you know, as a roadblock to legislation I believe in. And what else did I do? Oh, let me think. Oh, yeah, I sent a letter to the Attorney General. What'd you do? If I can do that, being on the road with my schedule, how difficult is it to sign an email and send it? How difficult is it to write a letter? How difficult is it to pick up the telephone and call somebody? The thing is, people say, well, we can't make a difference anyway. Look at the gun bill. They passed the gun bill. Nobody wanted it. I got to tell you something. There's a lot of people that wanted that gun bill, a lot of citizens that wanted that gun bill because they've been snowed and lied to by these guys all their lives.
Yep. And they follow them. They're followers.
Is an agenda. There is a national agenda, and it flows down from the top.
Now, if they, real quick, I want to know, I know you're very busy, you got other callers. If the gun ban at the federal level does not go through,
right?
Does that supersede the state level?
No.
Okay, I didn't know. I try to learn more and more every day, but I was just wondering. But as far as that goes, I'm just like I said, I've actually, you know, my wife is, you know, she's a stay-at-home mom, but, you know, she just doesn't.
Yeah,
you know, I can move out of the state. I mean, I could actually move out of state if I want to.
Maybe
right now I put a transfer in, and if I get that transfer, I'm out of here. I put my house up for sale. I'm leaving.
There you go. Thanks, right. Gary. Appreciate the call. Yep.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Thanks.
Bye.
Hey, folks. Turkeys strut, and they're doing that this time of year in Whitetail's Rut. Yep. To get you in the mood, Strut and Rut Archery has expanded and opened a new location in Elkton, Maryland. Strut and Rut Archery is open right now on Saturday, April 6th. That's today. It's the grand opening of the new Strut and Rut Archery. Jeff and Mary Adkins, down-to-earth people. They're willing to share their knowledge and open their store to you. If bow hunting is your passion, get to know Strut and Rut. With a wide selection of compound bows and crossbows from Matthews and Mission, Elite and Diamond, and all the accessories, you'll find the products and services you need for success. The Techno Hunt video target range allows you to shoot your equipment for off-season practice and leagues. Their expert pro staff technicians can tune your bow or set up a new one for you, for your spouse, or for your kids. Strut and Rut offers fishing tackle and crabbing gear, too. On April 6th, today, stop by for the grand opening. All my Upper Eastern Shore listeners, stop by for the grand opening and open house in their new 4,000-square-foot facility right off Route 40. That's on Maloney Road in Elkton, right across from the Staples store there. Product representatives and pro staff will answer questions and conduct product demonstrations. Free refreshments, too. Visit the website, strutnrutarchery.com. That's STRUTNRUT archery.com for online purchasing. Your new gear can be shipped directly to you. For business hours, please visit strutnrutarchery.com or call the number 410-885-5058. That's 410-885-5058. Do you hunt, fish, or go crabbing? Get to know Strut and Rut.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just up Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Boy, yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Little C.W. McCall there for Gary in the truck.
was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
'Cause we got a little convoy.
There you go, Bricker 19. Come on, good buddy. Let's talk to Ricky.
Hey, how are you today?
Good buddy, I'm just fine.
I'm
keep
not,
the keep
I'm
the
not.
Shiny side up and the rubber on the road. What's going on, Ricky?
Not much. I called you like a few months ago when this bill just started up, and I was telling you how it's all drum beating from Democrats that way they don't do background check. And I called, if you remember, I said it took them 3 months. I bought a handgun supply. Right, okay. I have another point quick to make at the end of the call, if you let me. I had it the other time, too, but you had to go. Anyway, what is the most intense piece in that bill that passed? I haven't heard any details all of it anywhere yet. Did they do anything with
licensing, fingerprinting, banning 45 weapons, restricting ammunition, not allowing young people to carry ammunition, which means if I have my grandson with me while I'm hunting and he's under the age of 21 and he's in one deer stand and I'm in the other deer stand, he could be arrested for having shotgun shells in his possession. How's that sound?
Yeah, it sounds very bad.
Yeah, do you want to be fingerprinted when you go to purchase a firearm? Do you want to buy a license? Do you want to have to take a training course?
No, I'm all against all of that. You don't even have to say to me.
You ask me.
Because the reason No. You're taking me wrong.
No. You asked me what the most intense part of that was. I gave you four or five of them.
You got it. Okay.
So I'm not saying that you're for or against. You asked me what the most intense thing was.
You know what the biggest problem is? I mean...
Democrats.
No, Democrats are, of course. But on the other hand, the people who are supposed to be defending us, I'm going to give you a quick example.
Ricky, let me tell you what the biggest problem is.
Go ahead.
The biggest problem is most of these members of the General Assembly, when it comes to guns and what they know about guns, they're dumber than a box of graham crackers.
That's my point. But the point, other one is, our side of the people in the Assembly and in the Senate, in a higher level, our side of the people, what we call Republicans, they don't beat enough drum. See, thing is about Democrats, they never stop beating the drum. They go on and on. I'm going to give you a quick example. Give me 1 second. I heard Paul Ryan the other day on the... saying that, hey, you know what? I'm going to let the system work itself. I'm going to let it get done on its own about this whole health care. This is his thing saying, I'll let it get done. But the thing with Democrats is, in the meantime, Republicans always want to get it, let it done by democracy. Democrats get it done. They take it over and get it done.
That's because they all say the same thing. Listen to me. I want to tell you something. I was in the House Committee. Environmental Matters Committee. There's a very nice young lady there, and you know that how I have spoken against the Humane Society of the United States and the leadership of the Humane Society of the United States over the many years I've been on business. I've been here. I told you, and I'll tell you again, the HSUS is not about saving, you know, puppies and kittens at your local shelter, even though that's in their name. They have an agenda. They're agenda driven, and it's all about making money. Okay. And it's all about power. And the anti-hunting component is one part of their agenda. However, they've actually been working hand-in-hand with our Department of Natural Resources for a number of years. And their representative, a young lady by the name of Tammy Centelli, testified on behalf of the Wildlife Management and Sustainability Act in front of the House Committee. And her component of the testimony had to do with allowing the secretary or or authorizing the Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources to institute a fee on people who use wildlife management areas. Why only? There are 40-some of them in the state. It's 111,000 acres. Wildlife management areas are sustained, were purchased by and sustained by hunters' dollars.
Right.
Not public funds. No taxpayer dollars go into it. They're paid by money that is generated by hunters, for hunters, and goes through the Department of Natural Resources. And Tammy Santelli testified in favor of that bit of the legislation, of that piece of the puzzle. She said, we think that all citizens should have to pay for wildlife management, and we want to testify in favor of the Wildlife Management and Sustainability Act of 2013, which A, increases hunting licenses, B, moves from funds from the fines that poachers pay out of the district court to the wildlife fund, authorizes the secretary to charge people to visit these wildlife management areas. It also has some things in there about reducing the fees for junior hunting and that type of thing. And she was ripped to pieces by Delegate Tony O'Donnell from Southern Maryland. All my life I've been a hunter. All my life I'm opposed to what you people stand for. And just tore her, and she stood up to the guy. And you talk about arrogance. There's a Republican delegate.
Yeah, that's my point.
Okay, there's a Republican delegate.
And that's my point. As a party, they never come together.
No, exactly right.
Yeah, because look at Democrats. One person say one thing, they all beat drum on it.
That's right.
They don't even care.
That's right.
Half of them don't even know what the meaning of it, but they will use each other's word because you know what? They know if that is my party agenda, that means that's it. That means I got to beat drum on it.
Yep.
They beat drum on the thing, and Republicans, I heard him, Paul Rannigan, this word he said, oh, we are people, individual. Well, what about the parties dying? Forget the individual. When you
well, the look, okay, Ricky, we're not going to get into what's wrong with the Republican Party, okay? You know, but it is fractured right now. You've got, like the caller said, you've got rhinos and you've got conservatives, and they're at odds with each other. They can't agree on anything. That is definitely a problem. And, you know, in my personal opinion as a conservative, I don't want to be like a Democrat. I don't want to move left. Okay, I think that what I stand for in this country, and I think the conservative values are the ones that are going to save us.
That's fine with me, but at least we all got to stick together.
Right.
Somehow. Otherwise,
we got it.
Die.
We got your point, Ricky. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. There he goes, Ricky. Good point done by all. All right, I'm going to read a letter to you. Granted, I've been writing for a long time, but this information is available to anybody that wants to look for it. Took me a couple of minutes to find this. And this was to Delegate Jay Jacobs, Kent County. Delegate Jacobs, I testified on behalf of SB 619, the Wildlife Management and Sustainability Act, and I listened to your comments during the committee hearing. To be honest, I wondered if you realize how important passage of this act is to your district and to your constituents. Having traveled and hunted and done business in Kent County for 30 years, I'm pretty sure the heritage of hunting is alive and well there. I'm the publisher of Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine and host of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. I have customers and sponsors from your district who are involved in the hunting industry. These include retail owners, guides, taxidermists, and meat processors. According to the National Shooting Sports Foundation's NSSF Hunting in America, an Economic Force for Conservation report, the statistics for Maryland are impressive. 88,280 hunters spend 1,031,000 days afield. Hunting-related retail sales total $265 million, with a total economic effect of $400 million. Jobs in the hunting industry in Maryland number 4,498. $220.1 million is generated by deer hunting, and $32.8 million comes from waterfowl hunters. $32,387,060 is generated in state and local taxes. And then I gave him the link for that report. Now, imagine the chilling effect on these economic realities if our Wildlife and Heritage Service was forced to reduce or eliminate important management programs due to lack of funding. Since no general funds are given to Wildlife and Heritage Service for management, it's up to the self-reliant men, women, and children who purchase licenses to support their traditions. SB 619 is a bill generated by and supported by the hunting community for the management of not only the wildlife we hunt, but for the management of all wildlife for all Marylanders. I urge you to support SB 619 when it comes before you. Sincerely, me. So, can you write a letter like that? Why not? And if you can't, send somebody an email and say, help me write a letter. Tell me who my delegate is. Give me his email address, and I'll send him a letter. But first, you have to be registered to vote. Now, I'm not a constituent of Delegate Jacobs. But my point is, I know his constituents. I've known some of his constituents for 25, 30 years. And I know what they feel, and I know how they feel in his district about our heritage of hunting. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens this weekend. We'll know. We will know by Sunday or Monday what the future of that wildlife management is here. So, and I got to tell you, with election next year and whoever is governor after this, you're not going to see another management and sustainability act for 4, 5, 6, 10 years here in Maryland. I can tell you that. All right. Time for me to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you are lucky enough to catch a Maryland Citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. Stop by your local Fishing Citation Center or check the fishing rulebook, or you could visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details on the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Clyde Sports Shop is your headquarters for fishing and hunting right here in Baltimore. Clyde's has been around since the late 50s. And you know what? They have offered excellent service and reliability and good customer service and great products and reasonable prices ever since that time. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne is their address. If you go fishing, you need to stop by and see them. They've got all the bait, tackle, line, lures that you need. If you like to hunt, they've got firearms, ammunition, and supplies. No matter what type of hunting you like to do, whether it's firearms, whether it's muzzle loaders, whether it's archery, crossbows, you name it, Clyde's has got it. You owe it yourself to stop by there. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Their phone number is 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. And if you want an up-to-date fishing report, call them. Call them. We'll call the hotline, 247-3474. That's 410-247-FISH. Call them right now. You can get a fishing report right now. You'll be glad you did. Clyde Sports Shop, website clydesports.com. Been a sponsor for many years of the Outdoors and Radio Show. And they can be your fishing and hunting store.
If you enjoy decoy collecting and great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 32nd Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Harbor de Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 3rd, Saturday, May 4th, and Sunday, May 5th. Admission is free. Over 120 exhibitors and artists display paintings and prints, sculptures and carvings, photography, and sportsman's collectibles. There's great food, retriever dog demonstrations, and much more. The annual live auction is 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Activity Center. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the Activity Center. Harbor de Grace commemorates the 200th anniversary of the War of 1812 the same weekend. Celebrate the bicentennial by attending the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy Museum on May 3rd, 4th, and 5th with free admission to this family-friendly event. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739. See you at the Decoy Festival.
The following is a paid announcement.
Governor O'Malley wants to enact laws that burden the right of self-defense for the law-abiding citizen. These restrictions will deny rights to those least able to afford them. The governor openly admits he wants to tax a civil right and make it a profit center for Maryland. The governor proposes laws that violate American values. His laws will not target criminals. His laws will only convert the lawful into criminals. The governor's penalties against law-abiding people will cause the loss of jobs, security clearances, and could even stop you from getting a mortgage. The governor's laws will subject active duty service members to prison time if they cannot register their firearms while serving overseas. They will subject young hunters to prison time for possessing common hunting ammunition, and you'll risk prison for not knowing to register a hunting firearm that the state previously approved you to own. Gun control helps no one. This message brought to you by Maryland citizens. Learn more at MarylandShallIssue.org.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Dragon Line. That's right. That's right. Trolling season coming up here soon. Next weekend. Next weekend, I will be hunting with my grandson, Jacob. We're going out for Youth Turkey Day. The show will be pre-recorded. However, we will tape that show this week, and our guest will be from Maryland Department of Natural Resources in 6 o'clock hour, Harry Hornick. So we're going to talk about striped bass fishing, not only just striped bass fishing, but all aspects of striped bass here in Maryland. So if you're interested in rockfish, guess what? Next week is the show. And some of the topics we're going to talk about is when's the peak spawn, what's the age range of trophy striped bass, the most common size of trophy striped bass that are caught, the sex ratio of striped bass taken in the trophy season. How will last year's low juvenile survey index affect this year's fishery? What's the best type of lure? You know, all that stuff. It's going to be a striper hour, 6 o'clock next Saturday. So we're going to be talking to the DNR's guy on that. So we'll hear what he has to say, and we would hope that you would be with us next Saturday as well. Whew. What did I want to talk about today? Oh, I guess we're talking about it. Our phone number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I want to play a recording for you. This young lady is from Maryland. Her name is Sarah Merkel. She's on the Maryland rifle team, and she was interviewed on Fox and Friends yesterday morning. If you want to go to that website, you can see the interview. But here was her testimony in front of the General Assembly in Maryland a couple of days ago.
15 years old, and I've been shooting for almost 8 years. I've also been a part of the Maryland Rifle Club and Maryland State Rifle Team since I was 11. We shoot semi-automatic AR-15s, and my personal rifle is a Bushmaster. Because of this, I have become eligible for various shooting scholarships around the country to a wide array of even the most prestigious colleges that have shooting teams. Achieving stricter gun control laws would obliterate any opportunity I could have had to attend a decent college on a shooting scholarship. Ever since I first learned how to shoot, the issue with gun violence around the nation became clear. Guns are not the problem. People are. Purging our society of violence and murder cannot be done through gun control legislation. By signing this legislation, you are not signing away gun violence, but instead liberating American citizens of our constitutional rights. You are not eliminating guns from society, but eliminating our ability to protect our lives, liberty, and pursuits of happiness. Chicago, Illinois has had some of the strictest gun control laws in America enacted for the past few years, and it is currently more than twice as likely for you to be killed in Chicago as in the Afghani War. For the past 11 years and 4 months in the Afghani War, 2,166 people have been killed. Now in only 8 years in Chicago, 4,265 people have been killed, and 3,371 of them were from being shot. Is that really something we want to model our state laws after? Now, even of those 3,371, only 37 were killed with a rifle, which is barely 1%. 98% were killed with a handgun, so creating gun control legislation that targets assault rifles has statistically proven to only weed out less than 1% of the problem if you're lucky. I'd also like to point out that none of the guns used in the Chicago shootings were registered or licensed to the people who use them, thus even further proving that simply restricting guns will not stop criminals from using them, nor will restricting guns stop criminals from harming others in general. On December 14th of 2012, the same day as the Sandy Hook shooting in central China, a man stabbed 22 children and one adult. Guns are not needed for mass murder, and robbing American citizens of our rights to own them won't solve anything. You must also consider the fact that the majority of gun violence occurs in low-income neighborhoods. Raising the overall cost of owning a gun through higher licensing and registration fees denies the ability of low-income individuals to protect themselves against the crime focused in the areas they live in. Passing this legislation would be discriminating against these lower-income individuals who are actually at a higher risk of being victimized in crimes. To abolish or severely limit the right of the Maryland residents as a whole to bear arms, which is the intent of the proposed legislation, is to essentially defeat the purpose of our own U.S. Constitution. The entire foundation of the United States was formed on the principle that the government, our government, is a government of the people, for the people, by the people, and taking away the people's right to bear arms is taking away the people's power in the government. The Second Amendment, which grants the citizens the right to secure their natural rights, is the backbone of our democratic society. I hope you all consider these points as you go to vote on this or any other gun control bills.
If you enjoy decoy collecting and great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 32nd Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Howard Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 3rd, Saturday, May 4th, and Sunday, May 5th. Admission is free. Over 120 exhibitors and artists display paintings and prints, sculptures and carvings, photography and sportsman's collectibles. There's great food, retriever dog demonstrations, and much more. The annual live auction is 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Activity Center. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the Activity Center. Howard E. Grace commemorates the 200th anniversary of the War of 1812 the same weekend. Celebrate the bicentennial by attending the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy Museum on May 3rd, 4th, and 5th with free admission to this family-friendly event. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739. See you at the Decoy Festival. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk to Charles. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. I hope you're feeling well.
I'm feeling fine.
I wanted to tell you about visiting Diane Fossey in Africa and her gorillas.
Yes.
They eventually, the poachers, they killed her.
Yes, they did.
They actually hacked her to death with machetes.
Yes, they did. That's true. Yes, I know that.
And she, it's quite interesting to visit those gorillas because they have killed two people inadvertently. One gorilla was displaying and slid into the group that was visiting them and killed the person. And unfortunately, this has happened twice there.
That's a bluff charge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there with a camera. And I was busy photographing the gorillas, and little did I know, they told me that the gorillas surround you. And I'm standing out there, and I'm about 10 feet from these gorillas, and I'm busy taking pictures. And so it was kind of scary when I found out, and they told me, don't even breathe when you're near those gorillas because they think it's an attack.
Yep, indeed. Wow. Charles, you are still the most interesting man in the world.
Well, I hope I stay that way. I hope I can continue to live. Each day I had a 90-year-old patient, and I said to him, well, what are you going to do today? And he said the most prophetic thing. He says, I hope I live till tomorrow. I'm beginning to feel that way now.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call.
And thank you for your program.
All right, buddy.
You give me a reason for living.
Ah, boy, that's a heavy burden to bear there, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks, Charles. Bye-bye. There he goes. Mike in Dundalk, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Yes, sir.
This is Mike from Dundalk.
Yep.
I listen to your radio show every Saturday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
whether
that.
Whether I'm home or whether I'm going hunting or fishing.
Good.
I listen to it in my truck.
Beautiful.
Religiously.
Okay. We're very short on time, Mike. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, my whole thing is that, you know, I've been a gun owner all my life. My father was a hunter.
Yep.
He was actually a machinist for Spires Point.
Yep.
And actually, I remember when I was 4 years old, I had a BB gun.
Yep.
I had my first Red Ryder. I still have it. And my first thing was running when I was 5 years old.
Yeah, Mike, listen, your phone is really bad. I don't know what the deal is there. You need to talk into the speaker, but unfortunately, with all that history, we don't have time to get to your point. So you're welcome to stay on the line or call us back after the news, and we'll talk again.
Okay.
All right? How's that? We appreciate that. Yeah, the phone was breaking up really bad, so Brian will find out if he's going to stay or if he's going to call back. But how many of you knew that corruption in politics actually, in this country, actually fomented a armed rebellion? How many of you knew that? In this country. In the last century, not that long ago. Maybe we'll talk about that, but if you'd like to